Coming up this weekend, the Ocracoke-based band Coyote will perform concerts in New Bern, Beaufort, and Swansboro. Although they sometimes perform as members of Molasses Creek, this husband and wife duo shine on their own, playing a variety of musical styles from Cajun to jazz, from folk to country. This week, I spoke with Marcy Brenner about their upcoming concerts and the inspiration behind their music.
So we're really kind of all over the place. We play the instruments that we love the sound of, because it's really more about the sound than anything else. We're looking for a certain sound.
You play in this band with your husband, Lou. How did you guys meet? How did you guys start playing music together?
We met in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and came together through music, and just have been together ever since the second time we played music together. And we've been married for 10 years. And the name Coyote comes from the first song that we learned together. It's a Joni Mitchell song called Coyote. And my songwriting mentor in Los Angeles, Coyote was kind of his totem. And so I sort of took that as my logo when I moved from California back to North Carolina, which is, you know, home.
Which came first, Molasses Creek or Coyote?
In the history of the world, Molasses Creek came first. In the history of Marcy and Lou, Coyote came first.
So you and Lou have been playing together for about 10 years now as Coyote. How would you describe your sound?
Lou made a fictitious tagline once that is an eclectic collection of acoustic selections, which is silly. But it's what it is. We just really do have an eclectic selection of songs. And everything from Fats Waller to Led Zeppelin to Joni Mitchell to Scottish songwriters you will have never known about. So we're all over to original tunes.
Now, it takes amazing skill and years of hard work and practice to learn just one instrument, but both you and Lou play multiple instruments, some I've never even heard of. Tell me about the instruments you'll be playing this weekend.
I play mandolin and guitar and cittern, C-I-T-T-E-R-N, which is a Celtic long neck instrument. And I play a banjolin and I play percussion. Lou will be playing guitar and dobro and classical guitar.
Both you and Lou perform with the internationally known Molasses Creek, and you guys perform up and down the East Coast. But with Coyote, do you try to keep it more local?
Yes, although we would go anywhere, but lately we're really pretty local. Mm-hmm.
And how does living on Ocracoke Island and at the coast influence the music that you write?
A lot, just because of the beautiful setting that we have here and the sense of community. So we just have this beautiful natural world around us and a lot of quiet and just dear friends and community members that, you know, we're all just so close together physically and we take care of each other. So it definitely feeds our art.
In addition to the landscape of Eastern North Carolina, what are some other things that influence the music you write?
Now, I'm a cancer survivor, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and so I'm always kind of doing advocacy work. The whole point for me as an artist is story. I think that it's just really important to share our stories with each other. And for me as an artist, I share them with songs, I share them with short stories and actually storytelling, and then writing.
Dead girl walking on a lonesome road, headed to the chair. Dread comes knocking.
The song Dead Girl Walking I wrote to be brave enough to kind of go first and say what it's like to be an advanced breast cancer survivor. But really, at the end of the day, we're all dead girls walking because nobody gets out of this life alive. So the big question for me is, how are you going to live while you're alive?
Tragedy happens every day. It's fear I carry as many.
Writing original music, it's very personal. It's very much from the heart. What's one of your favorites that you enjoy singing and performing?
I think our favorite would be called 5 Minutes. And it's a jazzy love song. the major line of the song is, "I'd rather love you for 5 minutes than never at all."
Than to live one more day without you, I'd rather love you 5 minutes than never at all. Never have loved you, never loved you at all.
Now, I know you like to do a lot of original music, but do you also do covers as well?
We do. We'll do some Led Zeppelin. We'll do some old jazz standards like Fats Waller and a Celtic song from a writer in Scotland that you would have never heard about. So we do find some elusive songs from writers that that get our attention. So we try to make the covers our own using the instruments that speak to us.
You're going to be playing all over Eastern North Carolina this weekend, Friday night in New Bern, Saturday evening in Beaufort down at Clausen's Restaurant, and Sunday afternoon at Swan Fest. Can you kind of give us a preview on what to expect?
The Coyote Totem is known as the trickster. And we feel like, as musicians, that's where we are, because you never know what instrument we're going to pick up, what genre we're going to play. You know, we're kind of unexpected. So I think that's what you can expect is just our love for each other, our love for music, our love for the place, you know, where we live on the Outer Banks and the coast of North Carolina. And every selection is going to be different from the last one.
I'm speaking with Marcy Brunner. She's the vocalist, mandolin player, as well as a host of other instruments in the duo from Ocracoke Island, Coyote. Hey, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks.
If you'd like more information on this weekend's performances, visit the events section of our website, publicradioeast.org.